Fighting a single life-threatening illness is bad enough, but we spoke with a North Florida man who recently battled two at once. I'm Tom Flanagan. Guy Nichols, a Kentucky native, moved to North Florida years ago and now calls Panama City home. He says life was pretty good until several months ago.
I was going to the VA clinic. My PA was really, really high on my blood count. They said, well, let's send you to a specialist. So they sent me to Dr. Baldwin, urologist. He goes, well, we're going to run some tests, but you got cancer. We just got to figure out where it's at.
Nichols says he then began treatment for his prostate cancer, starting with radiation therapy.
They sent me to Dr. Sharp. He put three little gold chips in my prostate, pinpoint, you know, where the radiation would work, be just in that area.
Dr. Philip Sharp is a radiation oncology specialist at Tallahassee Memorial's Cancer Center. Right after that, says Nichols, things got a bit more complicated and dangerous.
The day before I was supposed to go get my first treatment, I'd been feeling bad for a couple of weeks, you know, and I couldn't taste food or none. It felt like I was eating lead.
A loss of taste and smell is, of course, a common early symptom of the novel coronavirus.
I went to Bay Medical. They run some tests. They said, well, you got double pneumonia, both lungs, and you got COVID.
But because Nichols' symptoms weren't too serious just yet, Bay Medical's doctors gave him the option of either staying in the hospital or going home.
So I said, well, then I'll just go to the house, and that didn't work. About 3 days later, I went to Tallahassee Hospital.
One reason for that, there was already a member of the family with COVID at TMH, Guy Nichols Jr.
My son was in the room about three rooms down from me. We called each other on the phone, you know, back and forth. But I stayed in there for, I think, four days. And they come in there and said, well, if you can pass the breathing test, we'll send you home with a oxygen tank.
Nichols says that took a while and was even longer for his grown son to reach that stage of recovery.
It hit him worse than it did me because he stayed in there about 3 days or 4 days more than I did. He works at the Florida State Hospital in Chattahoochee. Here he is out of work. They won't let him come back until he gets two negative tests. He had to fight like I did to get negatives because every time we went, it was positive, 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 positive.
But finally, the elder Nichols was well enough to resume his cancer treatment.
Finally, go ahead and got my negatives. Then Dr. Sharp called me in and said, come on in and let's take care of your cancer. So that's what I've been doing.
Nichols says he's much better now. If I felt any better, I'd bust, is how he describes it. But he's still in awe of how nasty and unpredictable the virus can be.
I would never wish it on nobody, but what really amazes me and my son is our wives got it, and they blowed their nose three times. My wife was a little sick, but she was over it in a couple of days. I mean, but she never got the pneumonia or nothing.
And now, with his coronavirus experience apparently behind him, Guy Nichols can concentrate on conquering his cancer. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.